Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus as we want to encourage you this day to be a faithful servant to the Lord today. I was reading, just going through the scriptures. I've been doing this for the past two mornings in my personal devotions and Bible study, noticing the number of times the phrase "this day" appears in the scriptures, and it appears quite a number of times, and there are a number of things the Lord assured his people when he would make that statement of this day. And so I pray that this will be a day that you can be blessed of the Lord, for this is the day the Lord has made. And this day, by God's grace, we will trust in him. The psalmist said in Psalm 37, verse 25, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." First of all, here is a statement of the psalmist's experience. He has traveled as normal people do from one era to another, one day at a time. And in that journey, he observed certain things. And those things that he observed brought him to a conclusion. Now, he was able to compare many things. And seeing there were those who had experienced the same things that he had, there were those who traveled through time as he did, and then, of course, he could hear of things from others. And when he saw those things, he was able to look at them in light of who the Lord is and the relationship of the person to the Lord our God. As a young man, he observed things, observed how the righteous were cared for. As an old man, he was able to say, yes, my conclusion was right, as my observation as a young man moved me to conclude. And now he says, this is what it was. I've not seen the righteous forsaken. I have not seen God turn his back on the righteous. Now, who are the righteous? The righteous are those who are trusting in the Lord. They are those who are trusting Christ Jesus the Lord for salvation. Now, some will ask, well, how could a person in the Old Testament be made a righteous person when Christ had not come? Well, he has come. We do no longer see him now, but we trust in him because he did come. Our faith is in him because of the work he did on Calvary almost 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross for us at the age of 33. And we are now trusting in his finished work. And we're brought into a right relationship with him. Now, we wasn't there to see him dying on the cross. We did not ascend into heaven with him to see him offer up himself without spot unto God. The scriptures teach us that. And the Lord has brought us to a place to where we believe that he did just that. Now, back in the Old Testament, when people went to the tabernacle and there was an offering made by the high priest, they did not see Christ. But this was pointing to the day when Christ would offer up himself without spot to God. And these people also were conscious of the fact that that offering that they brought had to be in the right condition. And so they were looking through that toward the future when Christ would give himself. So the righteous are those who are trusting in the finished works of Christ Jesus the Lord. Father, we ask for your blessings upon today's message and upon your people now. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. In the book of Genesis now, chapter 27, as we pointed out on the previous program, that Esau now comes in and he grieves loudly because he cannot receive the blessing. He had the idea that the blessing meant something, but that there were other blessings like that blessing. Now, there are people who do not believe in the Lord. They will say, I'll trust the Lord, but if that doesn't work, I got somebody else, some other God I can turn to. Now, such a person is not a believer in the Lord. Just like Esau is saying here, I believe there is a blessing, and I believe this blessing is different from other blessings. But if I didn't get that one, is there another one? You can give me another one. No, the salvation of the Christian is a salvation that is unique. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation is in a person, and the Lord Jesus Christ is that person. As Esau was saying, there's another blessing. No, there is no other blessing. Now, notice what the father says here. Let's start with verse 34 of Genesis 27. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. Again, we said that he recognized that the blessing meant something. And he said, Isaac, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, is he not rightly named Jacob? So notice the things that do happen here. He comes with subtlety, and the scriptures tell us in Genesis chapter 3 that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. So Jacob was subtle in his dealings with his own father and with his brother. And now Esau is going to become quite hostile toward Jacob. Is he not rightly named Jacob, meaning supplanter? Remember what happened when he was born? Esau was born first, and Jacob's hand was stretched forth. He took hold of his brother's heel as he exited, and he was named Jacob, which means supplanter or heel snatcher. And so he said, is he not rightly named? I told you of how that we can get a good picture of this. When a lion is chasing some animal, the lion has the ability to, if coordinate itself with reaching out when he is chasing an animal that's a possibility of being its prey, to smack one of the heels of the animal that it is chasing so that the animal will get tangled, tripped, and fall. And here is what Esau is saying of Jacob. Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. And so this tells us that Esau hadn't forgotten what Jacob had done before in selling him or buying the birthright. He hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. Now, that's not true. He didn't take it away. Esau sold it for a mess of pottage. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. So what he was doing was he was taking the present atmosphere of the situation and addressing it to the past and saying, that's the way he's always been. You know, we do things like that today. Someone may bring you some kind of grief, and you think back on some other thing that they had done, and it may be well and good. You may have been legal and upstanding in what it may have been the right way that it should have been done, but you're angry with the person. And so you say, they've always been like that. Well, that's not true. You say, you always do me like this. Well, that's not true. you always say that. No, there are times when they don't always say it. And I'm saying this for the sake of husbands and wives, because many times when you're upset, you will say things like that. And you say always, and they can think of times when they didn't, say that. You know, you hear mothers sometimes when they're angry, you're never going to, and then they fill in the blank. And they know that when they calm down, they're not going to be thinking like that. I'm going to always, and men make the same promises, I will always love you. And then some problems come along. And what did you mean? See, you're judging the present situation. You're looking at a present atmospheric situation for now, and then you're saying, now this will always be like that. No, it's not going to always be like that. You know it isn't, even though the promises are given. By the grace of God and Lord willing, we will do this or that. And so Jacob has taken away the birthright of Esau. He has stolen the blessing. Now, this was one time he did put forth great effort with the help of his mother to do his brother wrong. And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy lord." Now, could that have been? Can that really be that a man can speak words and have such a thing to happen to another? What I'm trying to do, to point out here, is that the Lord would have us to lay hold of his words, to believe his words, and to watch him work, and to trust in his doings, not our own. So Isaac said, "I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. So he still is not satisfied. Now this is one time he shows such grief and sorrow, just like the man who died and went to hell in the book of Luke. The man recognized that he was in a place of pain. He did not say, "I am wrong, I'm sorry, forgive me, have mercy upon me and deliver me from this place." Well, he did say to Abraham, "Father Abraham," the man didn't admit that he was a sinner. And just like Jacob, Esau here, he doesn't admit, "I was wrong, Father, I did wrong in selling him my birthright. Is there not something that can be done?" No, he was willing to say, "My brother is just a rotten rascal. He's the one who brought all this pain to me. He's the one who's made me so miserable." Yes, no, he wouldn't repent. He did not repent. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Be as the dew." And so the Lord is going to still bring a blessing to him, but he's missed out on what God, on what Jacob now has. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would learn from these passages of Scripture, these verses, how to live and how to trust thee more, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson.